is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Winnipeg's in trouble for some erotic snowmen.
Which, in terms of headlines, is God-tier level.
Yes. I love it.
What a headline.
Well, and I love, so when they write this in the States, because I saw this in a couple of American publications, they're like, Canadian town in trouble. Winnipeg's not a town.
A township.
Winnipeg's the size of Mississauga. It's got like 700,000 people.
Canadian
it's
village.
Huge. Exactly. Yeah. Anyway.
Noted Hamlet.
So I guess people there, because, you know, we're all bored, have started creating sexually explicit snow people.
Snow people.
And it's basically, it's one of those things where there's now a fake Facebook page as well. So they call it the City of Winnipeg Complaints Department.
Stop.
Incredible.
And it's not real. But again, they're sharing images of these snow people. And then they're every complaint, quote unquote, and every warning from the complaints department to the general public is in caps lock. And they say things like, please stop making sexually suggestive snow sculptures in our city hall. And then it's like, it's literally very, very suggestive.
Whatever
outside
you're
city hall.
Picturing, it's worse.
Yeah.
Trust me.
It's
so much worse.
And then it says, we have camera footage of all the persons involved and police will be investigating. The best part is people are starting to believe it. Because there's you know, native Manitobans who are like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah.
And then there are people, you know, on Facebook, you get people from everywhere and they're your father and mother and grandfather's age.
Who are just outraged because they're outraged.
Well, I mean, they don't, nobody checks the source on Facebook, so they don't know it's a joke. So the city of Winnipeg, it says the city of Winnipeg would like to remind residents to stop creating sexually suggestive snow people. crews have been dismantling dozens around the city, says the Facebook page. There's even a quote-unquote picture floating around about the suspect.
It's been a hard year, okay?
This is funny.
It's been a hard year, and this is fun. I mean, it's kind of sassy, but it's fun. And like, we don't have much to have fun with right now.
Think of the intricacy, though, right?
Yeah.
You create the snow people, and then you create the Facebook page. Yeah. It's very funny.
Also, as long as the snow people are being safe and everything's consensual, it's fine. Yeah. It's 2021.
I haven't seen any of them wearing a mask. Throwing that out there.
Not keen on that, but
it's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Framing Britney Spears is coming to Crave on Friday. Canadians are finally going to be able to see the very talked about, highly buzzed documentary about the pop star's rise and fall and just how terrible society was to her. There were some of your friends, I'm sure, that got to see it on the dark web. I know for us, Jax got to see it.
It was deep in the web.
Yep. And anyone who says it or saw it says that it's fantastic. So be sure to check that out on Friday on Crave. The lockdown has killed our attention span. At least it feels that way. And now that's being backed by science. It's the reason we're struggling to focus on everything and anything. And here are four reasons why, according to experts. Number one, we've been operating on a fight or flight mode for almost a year now. This means our bodies are ready for action all the time. So focusing on a task is proving difficult because we're constantly on edge, which is true. Like, have you ever tried to sit and read a book lately?
Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
I already had issues with that, so. I do audiobooks.
Incredibly hard.
Number two, our minds are overwhelmed. There's a lot going on in our heads, and we got way too much time to overthink about it. Number three, we're spending a lot of time in front of tech and don't have any break. So you used to, you know, sit on your phone and then sit in front of your computer at work, but then at least you'd have your commute to break up the day. Now it's just from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed, you're in front of a screen.
And maybe this is just me, but I found it extremely hard, especially as winter kicked in. Just because, you know, in the summer I could go for a walk or whatever. And I actually got out yesterday after Everly was done, like, daycare. I went and we took her to the park. And it was just so nice to, like, just see the sun.
Yeah.
And it was 6 o'clock and it was still sunny.
Feel kind of alive.
Kind of alive.
Yeah.
We were picking up snow and throwing it. It was great.
We're almost there, guys.
The last one, too. Everyone feels like they're replaying the same day over and over and over
it's
again.
Too much.
Groundhog Day.
Too much.
Yep.
Hey, Justin Bieber changed his location to The Six, and fans are wondering why. Is he moving home for good, or is it something else? Others think it could represent his sixth studio album, which is set to drop soon. You know what that sounds like? Pure speculation.
Yeah. We love a good speculation here on Virgin Mornings.
Now, Justin does have a place here, but I don't think he doesn't need to live anywhere full-time.
Does he stay in Toronto when he's here?
Does he just go back to Stratford?
I think he stays north of the city. I think he's in... Is he not in cottage country?
No, he's in, like, Cambridge.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
There you go.
He He has a mansion, an estate.
Your mansion.
I've driven by it.
Have you?
Maybe. I've driven
what?
Close
okay,
to it.
Okay, I know you've gone to Drake's house. Did you?
Like weekend.
Like this was like a few years ago, yeah.
So you know where Justin's first, house is?
Vaguely. A friend took me there. That's all I'll say.
That is so sketchy. That sounds
is
either
completely
made up or...
Yeah, it's,
on a
it's
lake,
like an
right?
estate, yeah.
That's why I thought it was...
And there's a restaurant right across the lake from it that you can... I'm not telling you. And I'm not positive it's Cambridge. If you guys know, 999-99 text me. But
oh, someone's saying... We had a text saying it's Waterloo.
Waterloo, okay, right. Yeah. But it's like... It's a plot. It's an
well,
estate.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah. The guy's got like $100 million in
yeah.
the bank.
Yeah.
How close cool. is it to like the nearest LCBO or
not,
like
I gotta
Denny's
go.
Or something?
Okay, this is inside info.
Okay, that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
I'm sure he orders in groceries and stuff like that.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio, Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. So many text messages coming in from the Cambridge area. It's so Justin Bieber does have a place in Ontario.
He does?
He has said his location is now the Six. Now, we're not sure if that means that he's going to move back to Ontario or if it means that it's just the Six albums coming out mm-hmm. soon, which we know it is. Mm-hmm. But the lake he lives on is Push Lynch. And I actually want to say people were like, hey, it's you know, it's in Cambridge, but it's a secret. And then yeah. other people are like, it's Push Lynch Lake. And then the restaurant across from his house yeah. is called the Old Marina Restaurant.
Yeah, my buddy's mom always goes to the restaurant. She's a huge, like an older Belieber. And she always sends really? Like really pixelated zoom in videos. Yeah, but
oh,
you can't really see anything,
you can't see
right?
the house no. from the road, right?
No.
Of course not.
I've been in the vicinity, but I didn't get close.
Jax was running through the woods.
Stop it. Yeah. I just wanted to breathe the same country air.
So producer Jesse actually just sent out the, and you can look this up, there's actually a home tour. A digital
yes.
home tour.
Because back in 2018, it was on sale, and there's a full video on YouTube of where you can watch the mansion. You can see it, and it's over 100 acres.
It's
and
huge.
When you look at it, it's kind of like its own town itself.
Wow.
Really?
Because, it's so secluded, and there's so much land around it that's just kind of its own area, and the mansion's just... ginormous.
So what do you got? Like, what do you got in there? Give me an example.
Oof, it's everything. Like,
they got
it's its own lake and just like a community center of a building.
Yeah,
100 wow. acres. That's a lot to mow.
Yeah,
yeah. I would imagine a lot of that's trees, man. Yeah. But
there's a big portion of the lawn there, Adam.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
You can submit your story anytime at 99.9virginradio.ca. Producer Jesse, what are we looking at for today's story?
This is from Jacob. He writes in and says, like everyone, I've been working from home for the last 12 months, and my productivity has never been higher. But not because I'm working harder, but because I've convinced my wife, who is also working from home, to help me with the thing I hate most in the world. Email. She's an email wizard and has been responding as me for the last 4 months or so.
Oh.
And I've gotten so much done and look great at work. I've compensated her by being a great husband and by putting the extra money I've earned towards our mortgage. I don't know if it's fraud, but it's been pretty great. Do you guys think I'm a bad person?
Yes.
She's why?
Not, she's what? Not your receptionist. And also, compensating your wife by being a good husband is the bare minimum. And also, I'm very curious to know this extra money that he's making. It sounds like he's just doing his job. It sounds like he's looking for reasons to find this okay. It's, come on.
Totally disagree. Not a bad person. How many times do you put together an email and say to whoever's in the room with you, hey, is this sound okay? Mm-hmm. Or, did I word this right?
That's
hey,
different, TJ.
Me? No, it's not. It's the exact same thing. And then he's... and then, the extra money he's making, he's not just putting it towards being a good husband, he's putting it towards the mortgage, so they're paying off the asset faster, thus they can make more money.
Oh no,
what a fantastic person.
No
And then maybe he gets her treats too, who knows.
No, I look at it like this.
It's
you know, in life and any professional athlete will tell you this, you manage your weaknesses, you play to your strengths. Spend 80% of your time on your strengths. If his weakness is email, if that's what's been holding him back, and it sounds like they've got the match made in heaven, and they
I
should be
know.
Celebrating
yes.
it.
Come
I
to
don't
my
know.
Side.
That is a great marriage.
I love to hear, and I know we can, how much she's enjoying this little tasky task.
Well, it doesn't sound like, it's not like he could force her to.
No, I know, but it's just, it doesn't sound.
I feel like she could say no if she doesn't want to do it.
Okay, I think he should just probably get better at email on his own, because like, what's he going to do when he goes back to work?
That sounds like a good point, down the road.
Is
I don't
that
even
know. Okay. Okay.
All right. So here's the question. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Here's how I'm going to frame it to you, though, because this is important. I want you to imagine that you are a boss and you find out your employee has been doing this. As in, his wife has been reading all of your correspondence that is supposed to be private to the company. Are you okay with this? Mm-hmm. Then decide whether or not that makes him a bad person. Again, 999-99 to text or 416-872-9999. It's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Producer Jesse, give us a rundown of the story because people are divided on this.
Yes. Jacob's been working from home for the last year and his wife, who's a wizard at email, has been handling his work email and responding as him for the last four-ish months.
Now, awesome. TJ and I say not a bad person because, again, you got to manage your strengths manage your weaknesses. And Jack says a bad person
It's your job.
Okay.
It's your job.
All right. We got a call. 416-872-9999. What do you think?
I don't think he's a bad person, but I'd fire him.
Now, why is that?
Well, because he's not doing what he's supposed to be doing. And if I found out that his wife was reading my emails that I'm sending to him, I would fire him and hire his wife.
No, you know what? That's not the worst idea.
The guys I work with promote dishonesty and lying.
We promote high productivity. Do we not, TJ?
I think so too. And Jax, let me ask you a question. You film these wonderful, beautiful videos. Mm-hmm. You know, weekly, I would say, right? Mm-hmm. And, of course, you film them with a tripod, right? Yes. You don't have somebody stand there and help film the videos
it's
like your girlfriend.
It's not the same. I know where you're going with this. It's not the same.
I mean, it's a little the same.
It's exactly the same.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Does that make Jax a bad person,
Adam? My arms aren't long enough to film myself.
Jax with the T-Rex arms. Okay. All right. TJ?
From the 647, bad person, you're fooling everyone at work. That doesn't sound like your fault, though.
It's literally your fault.
Be more aware.
I mean, that is, I have to say objectively, that is your
fault. No, you're wrong. Oh, look at this one. For the 289, not a bad person. Work smarter, not harder. Don't be made up. I don't know what the rest of that says, but basically says, work smarter, not harder.
Cool.
I didn't read the end of the text.
You did
just the beginning part, and I was like, good enough for me. Save.
What else have we got, TJ?
Last one here from the 289.
Can he read it?
We'll find out, won't we? No, she's obviously okay with it. You're a team. Work together and pay off that mortgage. Not a bad person.
You know, the thing is that they are paying off the mortgage faster, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah.
Is he making extra money for more emails? Like, I don't understand how this works.
You know, if you're in sales, you for sure could. You know, something where it's commission-based?
I'd be asking for a cut if I were her.
Yeah. Well, I think the cut is that they're paying off their mortgage faster.
No, a different cut. Oh. A different cut.
Like sex?
Like no. Like I meant like a treat or shopping.
Oh. Okay. Sex would be cooler.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a couple more songs, take your last-minute calls and texts, and then in 6 minutes, we will have the reveal. Again, it's 416-872-9999. Or 999-999 to text, whatever you would like. And here's Olivia Rodrigo, still our favorite song. Mm-hmm. Driver's License. 999 Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Before we get to the results, one last call and one last text. And producer Jesse, give us a quick recap for anybody that might have missed it.
Jacob's been working from home for the last year, and his wife, who's an email wizard, has been handling his work emails and responding as him for the last four-ish months. And he said his productivity's gone up, and he's got a little bonus, and he put it towards the mortgage.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now,
good for him.
Jack says bad person. TJ and I say not a bad person. Samir, what do you say?
Good. How are you?
Good. All right.
God,
wow.
Your voice is hot.
Holy.
Wow.
Samir, I almost fell off my chair.
Damn. What's up?
Samir, what do you think?
I actually agree with some of the calls or texts that helping each other is better than working against each other. Because nowadays in society, we're prone as human beings to work against each other to do bad.
No.
But why not do good?
This isn't about community.
Why not bring the people together?
No. You are from the West End. You should know this.
All right, Samir, now your voice is only mediocre to me, okay?
She completely disagrees.
Don't listen to that, Samir.
Get him off the air or I'm going to have a job.
Hey, man, thank you for your call. We really appreciate it.
You too.
So we got two more texts and then results with producer Jesse. TJ, go ahead.
I think it's wrong and he should be fired. That's from the 905. His boss hired him to do a job. He is not doing it. Not to mention the confidentiality of emails. That's like you guys bringing in your girlfriend or wife to speak on air for you. My girlfriend Val would hate that if I did that to her.
You have to have a girlfriend for that to happen.
No.
Oh.
I don't like when you get sad like this. Yeah.
Especially when you pull down the music for it. Last one from the 647. He isn't a bad person. I can't tell you the amount of times I've read over a private email or text to a friend before I sent it off. Everyone does this. If the wife had a problem, it's her responsibility to speak up and help him format an email instead of just doing it.
But not every day. She's not his assistant.
So let's get to the results. How does Toronto rule? Because remember, you're the jury. Producer Jesse, all the calls, all the texts, all the DMs, everything. What do we need to know?
57% of people say that honesty wins and he is a bad person.
What?
Wow.
I want to recount.
Jax, you have the floor.
I would like to thank everyone for your ongoing support, and I work with liars.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
We're thinking about Tiger Woods this morning. He was seriously injured in a car accident yesterday. A pretty bad wreck, actually. Officials were needed the jaws of life to free him from the vehicle. Unclear at the moment exactly what caused the accident, but the latest report is that he broke his legs, but he's out of surgery and is recovering, and we're wishing him the best.
This is a man who just rehabbed from major like leg problems and lower back problems, and now both of it, like, it's just, it's incredible.
What a shame.
Yeah.
58,000 camping reservations have already been made for 2021. To put that in perspective, only 29,000 reservations were made in the same time period last year.
Good
so
God.
It's like you think people are tired of being, you know, stuck inside, and we're looking to the summer to do something really fun. Ontario Park says their online reservation system opens up at 7 a.m., 5 months in advance of the first date of a trip.
Yes.
So they want to give the best chance for getting their dream site that campers can pick.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No.
So those who want the best chance of getting their dream site should pick a campsite in advance. Ha!
Ah!
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to laugh that hard.
It's okay. Just a man struggling to read, that's all.
Stop it.
It's TJ trying his best. Hey, good news. Jack's cheese is not bad for you after all.
Excellent. I love cheese.
You do? When do you love to eat cheese the most?
In the middle of the night.
Thank you.
I wake up from my slumber and have cheese.
There have been several recent major studies in the past decade that found that cheese got an unfair reputation because of the misguided anti-fat guidelines in the 80s and 90s, and the dean of Tufts School of Nutrition Science in Massachusetts says, quote, there's almost no evidence cheese causes weight gain, and in fact, there's evidence that it's neutral at worst.
And the harder the cheese, the better for you, because I know like some keto diets, like when you're in ketosis, you can still have hard cheese, I think. It's not that bad for you. Yeah.
And bacon and a whole bunch of other ridiculous things. People eating like gigantic bacon cheeseburgers, like, I'm losing weight. Yeah. And they do.
Yeah.
It's funny, with the, you know, the Canada Food Guide we all grew up with?
Yeah.
Isn't it weird knowing as an adult that all of that was a gigantic fat lie?
Yeah.
Isn't that the craziest thing? It's like wrong. There's four levels of it. It's like one's wrong, two is wrong, three is wrong, and four is wrong. Yeah. All of it was wrong. It's unbelievable.
I think I didn't listen to it, and I just ate Kraft singles out of my
That's right. Yeah.
Why rip eat that food when you can eat food adjacent?
Exactly.
It's kind of food. That's what's TJ. I'm trending.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There is a name of an A-list actress that you should know, and her name is Elizabeth Olsen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She is the star of she's been in a million Avengers movies, but yeah, WandaVision on Disney Plus. And for some reason, and I'm not really sure how, people, including Jax, are just figuring out she's Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen's sister. She looks like them.
Yeah.
And her last name is Olsen.
That's not a dead enough giveaway, I think.
I just didn't put two and two together. I didn't really think about it, you know? It's like, that's just her name.
So when you made that realization,
you know, like when you're like those high thought memes?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that. I was like, what?
Whoa.
Man, whoa. Yeah. I felt, there was a wave of emotions. I felt guilt. I felt shame. I felt embarrassment. But now I'm okay with it. I also want to throw producer Jesse under the bus because he also didn't know that that was her sister's.
I don't think about Elizabeth Olsen often.
I mean? Yeah.
And when you mentioned her today, I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we found out that the Olsens have like eight other kids.
Yeah.
But none of them are famous, though, guys.
No. I don't know. Trent's pretty famous.
Trent Olsen?
He's done nothing.
That's not a real name.
He's the oldest. He's the oldest Olsen.
Elder Trent.
Is he actually?
Yeah.
Are you guys just making this
up?
No,
I
swear. Yeah.
Trent Olsen.
Yes. Trent Olsen is the oldest brother.
With Ashley, Elizabeth, Mary, Kate, Trent fits.
Mm-hmm. Does.
Do we have a full rundown of the siblings?
There's
guys?
Two other siblings. There's one who's 23 and one who's like 25.
Okay. All right.
Olsen siblings. I mean, like, okay, here's the thing. I can understand if you don't like put two and two together, but they do look, she looks like she could be the triplet.
I just didn't think about it. It wasn't on there. I don't often think of Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Why not?
I know I should. I wish that they weren't so secretive. I'd love to hear from them.
Trent Olsen is 36 years old.
Okay.
Taylor Olsen is 25 years old. And Jake Olsen is 23 years old.
Jake the Snake?
Jake the Snake Olsen.
How old are the Olsen twins now? Actually, I don't want to know.
54 years old.
This is going to make me feel sad.
They're 34.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is where we're at. Hey? Yeah. Like, we're just...
looking up the Olsens on Wikipedia.
So if you're like, do you feel like, okay.
Like crying if you're, most no, days, if you're, yes.
If you're one of the non-famous Olsen siblings.
Yeah.
Like what if you just wanted to be, you know, I don't know.
An accountant.
Yeah. Like, you know, I
think Trent's halfway there.
Yeah. Do you feel like maybe like, I could have gone a different route and made a lot more money, right? They got connections, do they not?
Yeah.
Make their own way. That's what that's what Taylor wants to do.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Thinking about Tiger Woods this morning, he was seriously injured in a car accident yesterday. It was a pretty bad wreck. Officials required the jaws of life to free him from the vehicle. It's unclear at the moment exactly what happened, but the latest report is that he broke his legs, or at least seriously damaged them. He's out of surgery and is recovering. Wishing him the best. Justin Bieber changed his location to The Six, and fans are now speculating aggressively online as to why. Some people think maybe he's moving home for good, or others think it could represent his sixth studio album, which he has basically confirmed is set to drop soon.
Hmm.
I personally think it's the latter, but...
I think it's all just speculation, and there's a reason I brought this to the show. I just want to talk about Justin Bieber's new album coming out.
What's your theory, Jax? What do you
I think it's a new album. But I also think it's kind of weird, like, saying The Six, like, it's kind of like 5 years too
maybe
late.
Maybe it's just a 6 out of 10.
Adam. Be nice.
Oh, come on.
He's a core artist here on Virgin
Radio.
I get
it, but let's be honest.
Put out a dance track.
We need a dance track, Justin. Come on.
Maybe The Six represents the 6 out of 7 songs he wrote about Haley on his new album.
Stop it, boys. Stop it. No, this is going to be a good album. I know it.
I love Haley.
Good news, Jax. Cheese is not bad for you after all.
All right.
We know that Jax has a love affair with cheese. In fact, she's openly admitted that she wakes up in the middle of the night nude and eats it right out of the fridge.
Like, that's not a lie.
You actually don't wake up, though. You sleepwalk to the fridge and eat cheese.
I think she's somewhat aware of what she's doing.
I was naked. Naked in my kitchen eating cheese. 32-year-old Zila celebrity over here.
There have been several recent major studies in the past decade that found that cheese got an unfair reputation because of the misguided anti-fat guidelines in the 80s and 90s. And the dean of Tufts School of Nutrition Science in Massachusetts says, quote, there's almost no evidence cheese causes weight gain. And in fact, there's no evidence. There's evidence that it's neutral at worst. Good news for the dairy lover in your house. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
99.9 Virgin Radio, that's us, wants to take you dancing with Jason Derulo.
Woo!
You can win your way into an exclusive virtual dance party where Jason Derulo could teach you the TikTok dance for his new song, Lifestyle. That's the one with Adam Levine that we're playing all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Great song. Head over to our Instagram for your chance to win at Virgin Radio Toronto. Yes, producer Jesse?
Tomorrow. Head over tomorrow.
Head over tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry, I should tell you that we do want to do this tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we're actually going to call the winner, too, on Friday.
On the phone.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So if you want to meet and dance with Jason Derulo, who is an outstanding...
You've interviewed him before. He's wicked, right?
Yeah. He actually came in, and our boss Karen will remember this, too. He came into the studio and co-hosted an hour with
cool.
me.
What?
Yeah. And so we had him... We had him do what's called introducing his own song and hitting a post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so basically, so I'm going to play Dua Lipa for just a second here. So you're going to hear it counted down, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to keep talking and blah, 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 blah. And then in 3 seconds, I got to get out because DaBaby's going to come on right here. So
that's what he did.
That's what he did with his own song, which was kind of neat. And he was so much fun. And actually, afterwards, you could see he was like jazzed and we like high-fived.
What?
So we had a moment. It was
cool. He look hot while doing it?
Does he ever not look hot?
Incredibly hot man.
You know what's weird to me is like Jason Derulo wakes up. He walks over to the mirror above a sink and he looks in the mirror and he sees Jason Derulo staring back at him. And he thinks, I get to be this every day.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
It's like, that's a deep thought,
was
TJ.
It, yeah. Wasn't it LeBron James? He lost a championship or something once, and he woke up the next, and he's like, in front of the reporters, he's like, I still get to wake up as me tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's pretty sweet. Yeah. Now, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Again, that starts tomorrow morning at Virgin Radio Toronto on Instagram. The other thing we want to let you know is that Crave is finally, because we were waiting for somebody to bring it north, we're finally going to be able to legally see the Britney Spears documentary, which Jack saw definitely illegally and has viruses on our computer because of it.
I can't help that I'm an internet tech bay. Okay?
But it's called Framing Britney Spears, and it's a 75-minute New York Times film, and it talks about her breakdown.
Yes.
So can you get into it a little bit, Jackson? What do you expect?
Yeah, so not only because we know a little bit about Britney Spears, but like her come up, because you think about, you know, Mickey Mouse Club, et cetera, but it really gets into the nitty gritty of how, you know, she worked from the start and how her family was involved and how her family wasn't involved when it comes to her father being a part of it, et cetera, which kind of plays a part with the conservatorship case, which is going on. But it really takes a deep look at what was happening to her around the time that she was having children, getting married, and being attacked by paparazzi. Mm-hmm. And the way they were like, oh, Britney Spears is melting down. But like, how could she not? And now that, you know, thankfully we're in 2021 with a totally different lens on mental health and mental health initiatives, it's a really interesting look at the way we treated her as a society back in these days and expected her not to have problems. But it's hard. It's frustrating. And it's incredibly interesting. It's one of the best documentaries I've seen in a very long time. Yeah.
It's interesting, too, because, you know, because Britney's been on this conservatorship for, it's got to be 13, 14 years now.
Yeah, since she was, what, like 27?
Yeah.
Yeah, since 2008, yeah.
So you're sitting there and we forget that she was completely in control of her image and her career.
Yeah.
That's the problem, right? Like, it's been so long that we forget. This was a woman who was in control.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'd ever heard of postpartum depression.
Yeah.
Probably till years after that. Yeah. I didn't know what it was. Now,
and destigmatizing and postpartum.
100%. And I think there's definitely a role of that and other things at play here. It's crazy.
And the conservatorship, too. Like, they're fairly rare, especially for somebody that young and that was in, frankly, that control of their life up to that point. And then that's why these things are so kind of such a gray area, because I believe they're normally meant for people, for the elderly.
Who are like on their way out.
Yes.
To put it bluntly.
Also, I'm going to say, to give a little hint but not say too much, give you a very different look at the way she was treated by a certain male celebrity boyfriend.
Justin Timberlake.
Yes.
Who apologized for it.
Yes.
Do you accept his apology?
Absolutely not.
Wow.
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't.
And he apologized to Janet, too. I didn't like how he combined the two.
Yeah.
You don't just get one
not
apology.
Not two for one, honey.
Yeah, no.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Lockdown has killed our attention spans.
Yep.
And apparently this is why we're struggling to focus on anything and everything, and it creates a little more anxiety, a little bit more stress in your life.
No way.
So TJ's talked about this in Trending, but basically we've been operating on the fight or flight for a year now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And basically means our bodies are ready for action all the time. So focusing on a particular task is difficult.
You know, I find that I'm often in fight mode too. So that's the thing. It's like, you gotta watch your back around me.
You've never fought in your life.
Pretty alpha male, and you know, I'm pretty aggressive.
So. Let's.
Why are you laughing?
You're so sweet.
I love that you're talking about your body and fight.
It's true though. Like, everyone's
the idea,
been.
Hold on, fill in this blank. TJ, like, Blank's body is ready for action all the time. TJ's body is
TJ's body is ready for action. That's why I got no hair on it.
But on the edge forever though. You know what I mean? Like, it feels like I'm just on the edge of everything for this past year.
If you're feeling overwhelmed, apparently our minds are overwhelmed too.
No way.
Everybody's feeling overwhelmed at the moment. You're definitely feeling like every little hill feels like a mountain, right?
Yeah, it does.
And that is because, you know, we are overthinking. And actually, people, you know, there's been so many memes about self-reflection.
Yeah.
And right now they're saying, you don't necessarily need to be self-reflecting.
I am tired of reflecting.
Yeah. I would like to move forward.
Because
now,
it's not productive anymore. You know what I mean? Like, 100% we could use some time for being introspective and taking care of ourselves and doing a little bit of deep diving, but now it's not productive.
It's
weird. My best friend Zach, I was one day, like, I was just on the phone, I was spiraling to him, I was just going off, and then he took a long pause after I was done and he just said, just think less. And I remember thinking, like,
can you imagine being
any other time I'd be like, shut up, but now I'm like, it's actually pretty good advice. Just think less.
Technology apparently isn't helping. According to them, sitting in front of your computer all day and jumping from one Zoom call to another can really exhaust your brain. Also, because, you know, when you're on Zoom, it feels like when you're on a conference call, like a phone call, you don't feel like you have to perform. On Zoom, it feels like you have to smile and you have to be, I am really interested. I am staring at the screen. I am staring at the screen. Am I staring at the screen? Am I listening to the person? Yeah. You know, it's a lot different. I actually find Zoom calls, this sounds ridiculous, in relation to what a conference call is, I find Zoom calls stressful and exhausting. Yes.
I don't disagree.
And I feel bad because I know there's like, that's all everybody's doing. I think conference calls are better, my opinion.
No, I was going to say, I prefer the in-person conference meetings. I actually like more than Zoom calls, which you would think they're the same thing, but you could read the energy of the room that in, and it's way more relaxing than just staring at the screen. Yeah.
And lastly, our productivity can be hindered by the feeling of Groundhog Day, meaning basically that it's the same thing every day, and then the doctor's on TV telling you we're not coming out of lockdown, and then, the vaccine rollout is not going well, and it's just sort of like all of these things kind of weigh you down. So, just to recap here, if you're feeling a little bit like I'm not myself right now,
everybody is.
Yeah. A lot of it doesn't have anything to do with you. Yeah. It's the circumstances we face. So,
good God.
Take it easy on yourself.
You're doing great. This is very hard.
Yeah.
We're all going to be okay.
Yeah. Exactly. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.